Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Ribba T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 42. Hope everybody had a wonderful Pesach, a wonderful Passover, and we're back in the swing of talking Shabbos 42. Abaye asks from the Mishnah, one may place a vessel under a candle to catch the sparks that fall. The Gemara answers that sparks are common to fall from a candle. The Chachamim did not forbid placing a non-muksa vessel under the candle to catch the sparks that are muksa. We should think about the idea that we talked about a couple of times in the past in this Masechta, especially how we need to take preparations and precautions to make sure that everything is safe and everything is in a good way, especially for Shabbos. We want to make sure that safety is key. Safety is paramount. Safety is there. We don't want any sparks flying. We don't want anything, God forbid, triggering anything else. But it's also the idea of hachana, preparation. We should try to foresee things. The Gemara explains that who is wise? Somebody who foresees the consequences, besides for being someone that learns from everybody, but someone that could foresee what could happen. If you plan in advance, you prepare in advance, then you could be set for the future and be set in general. That's why a lot of times, a lot of people, especially during this corona craze, have been stocking up on water and wipes and the like for a long time now. And in general, you know, the Gemara explains, the Talmud talks about, if someone wants to be prepared for the next world, you have to be prepared in this world. You have to prepare an Erev Shabbos in order to be able to eat on Shabbos. They say somebody who will be prepared on Erev Shabbos, somebody who cooks and gets everything done on Erev Shabbos, will be able to eat and benefit on Shabbos. And the obvious euphemism, the obvious allegory and mashal is that someone who prepares in this world is going to be prepared for the next world. You have to do all your actions, all your preparations in this world in order that you are properly set and properly taken care of for the next world. So remember safety. We don't want sparks flying, but make sure to take all those sparks, take all the actions now in order to prepare for the next world, Olam Haba. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 43 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.